The last item we had mentioned last year, we spoke about the difference between Ashkenazic and Sephardic practice regarding unmarried women making a bracha when their hair is uncovered. So, Mikra Din, the accepted Ashkenazic practice, is that an unmarried woman does not have to cover her hair when she recites the bracha. You mentioned that the Abi Omer, actually, I have the Chubis inside, but I'm going to go on to something else today, maintains, and this is the position of many of the Sephardic poskim, that there's a need for Sephardic unmarried women to cover their hair when they make a bracha. Now, a woman, of course, who's married, there's no question, she's mechuyav and kisui rosh. There, it doesn't make a difference whether she's saying a bracha or not. She has to cover her hair. We refer to the Mishnah Dafayim Beis and Tzubis. And the Mishnah there points out, based on the pasuk by Ipashim Sota, that it says, Ufaras rosh ha'isha. So the Gemara says, Malambi, that Benos Yisrael, namely those that are not married, so they can walk with Kruei Rosh, but not a married woman. There's a lot of discussion on that topic, but I'm not saying she right now, Kisa Sar. We're just mentioning this specific halacha. So the requirement for an unmarried woman is mostly according to Sephardic Poskim, not according to Ashkenazic Poskim. What about, again, a male head covering in the course of a bracha? So we actually saw a tshuva last week of Ha'elef of HaShlomo, Adon HaShlomo Kluga. And again, essentially, we also saw a tshuva of Igus Meshen, a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of the size of the head covering. So the Shalom Kluga passed on the halacha that the head covering should be large enough to be seen from all different vantage points. You have to have somehow this ability to see the head covering. And tiny kippot that are difficult to discern in the head are not considered to be adequate. So that is something which is a significant statement. And we mentioned that the source, for in general, for a male to cover the hair, is not, one might argue, is not a din d'oraisa. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Kedushin, twice in Shabbos, the Gemara says that a person did not cover his hair, a male, and was somehow seized with the desire to engage in kleptomania, which means to engage in thievery. And then we mentioned that many claim, I actually went looking for this, somehow it's embedded in that language. So a head covering for a male brings about a certain degree of yashamayim, and that hopefully will prevent the person from engaging in any kind of thievery or anything else which is not appropriate. However, we mentioned the Taz, and we should broadcast that Taz, beginning of our Chaim. The Taz says it's based on what we will say, it might be a daraisa. The Taz claims that since the practice of other faith groups is to bare their heads when they're in their churches, and therefore the fact that we cover our heads is in effect a response of the action to that. We mentioned Tesla Mizar the Hanalov that Chukosakam only apply if it's a chok of Mizar, a chok for priests, or it has no reason, no rationale, no basis. That's what Tesla writes, and that is called Aloch in Yerodea in the Dean of Avichos Chukosakam. And therefore, that's something which is certainly over, I would say, the centuries. As even though perhaps it maybe have begun as a minhag, it's now imbued with halachic status, a male covering the hair, because it demonstrates adherence to mitzvahs, it demonstrates a certain kind of lifestyle. And you're not allowed to walk 4 hours, the Alam's head covering. We mentioned the tshuva of the Mashal. Mashal is a famous tshuva, where he says there's a distinction between your tanas kibas hashamayim or you're under a roof. If you're under a roof, then it's more a makom lahakel, not wearing a male that is not wearing some sort of head covering because he is under Taras Gibbs HaShemayim. I mean, Taras Gad, Mashenke, and the outside, Taras Gibbs HaShemayim. So then you'll be obligated to go ahead and cover yourself in some form or fashion. But as I said, the Mishnah Berurah points out certain ways that we mentioned also last time. Here in the Sipkot Yidalva, actually, zero, I said for myself, that one should even sleep with a head covering. And that's also Shah Kadosh. Ani Hishati Yitzchashdeh Odaot. Anyway, thank you. So, in terms of when there's no need to cover one's head, that's obviously one is in a, let's say, swimming pool, one is showering, one is in a bathhouse, and the like. That's what he mentioned as well by the Rebbe Yosef. We also know that here I have the tshuva in front of me, but I have it in my briefcase, but it's not necessary to. I want to go on to the next set of Mamakamos, which I gave out just now. And so here, we're going to start by actually referring to also a very important, significant element as well. If you want to make a bracha, and there's someone in front of you who is not clad, someone who is inadequately clad, let's say in front of a male 9 years or older, whose private parts are uncovered. So the halacha is not on the bracha in front of such a young man. You probably are familiar with Shaddam discussed the issue in the context of a famous halacha l'maisa situation, namely Bris Mila, where a male obviously makes several brachas in front of the child, but that child is not 9 years old, as far as I know. Hopefully he's 8 days, and hopefully the Bris Mila took place in his mind. Okay, but that's a separate discussion. But the din is in general, even people mistakenly think if it's a member of my family and the family member is not clad, I can make a bracha. That is not correct. Whether it's one son or one's brother or one's husband, they're not dressed. There's an Isa Daraisa to make a bracha in the presence. Isa Daraisa. That's a sugya brachas. Where is that? On Daf Chafema Beis. The other Gemara says very clearly, Yinala say Kriyashma in front of Erba. Pasuk. That's the Gemara in Brachas and Chafei, and it's also quoted here in Siman Ayin Hei Shalach. I'll read it in a few moments. Before I read it inside, you have it on page number one, number two, number three, etc. But the Issa implies, and again, here people think it only applies to a Jew. A Jew is not clad, so then you can't say a Bracha in his presence. What about a non-Jew? If he's not dressed properly, there's no distinction between a Jew and a non-Jew, married or single. No distinction whatsoever. The halacha is the person making the bracha. The halacha is you're not allowed to make a bracha in the presence of someone who is not clad. Now some say, okay, I'll close my eyes, but if I don't see him, I will not be aware of the fact that he is not clad. That is completely irrelevant. The room is dark, pitch black, and the person is dressed in their birthday suit. It is asur be'echlad to make a bracha in the presence of such an individual. Even if your eyes are closed and the room is pitch black, etc., etc. Now, the question, of course, comes up. This Rabbi Soloveitchik once in one of his shiurim that he said. So we were actually learning a sugya that was not completely tangential to this. What does one do if one is misadik kedushin and the fly, the color, is not less competent? What is the eitzah? So Rav said in his inimitable fashion. Von Getz, they used to have these machzelin, the cold boy machzelin, massive machzelin. I don't know if you remember the old cold boy machzelin. Rabbi Weiss, you probably remember. Brad, I'm sure he remembers. And even as you remember, he's probably racing it right now. Anyway, so we have these. I happen to have such machzelin in my house. I held on to it. It's what I davened from when I was a kid. Davened Rosh Hashanah Kippur. One second, so now the second I will but I will be honest, thank God I never encountered Mitzvah Kedushin umpteen times, literally. Umpteen, I can't tell you how many, because it's hundreds of times, only because it's a tinsa to raise money for the yeshiva. Anyway, so I was being very mercenary. But I never, thank God, had. But there were situations in which it was a close call. So what I did was, I'm involved with chassid, then my talmidim. There are cases where I was involved with the kallah, they were my talmidim. No, that is also true. But Baruch Hashem, they were the seder under those circumstances, also maybe 40, 50 of those. But mostly chassadim. So when I became aware that there may be a problem, I then spoke to the chassid and my talmid, and Baruch Hashem was able to somehow manage to overcome the issue. But the Rav said, that's what he's suggesting. You will take a large cold ball machzer, you will put it in front of you, and you'll be able to make the bracha. Now, it's not so kosher. So you can, but that would not be so polite. I was at a chassan with my wife, so you will not believe this, where this exactly situation occurred. The kallah was not dressed properly. The Masani Kedushin, which was not me, turned around and faced the audience. His back was to the kallah. He saw the problem with his side. I don't want to tell you what happened. Anyway, so to make a bracha in the presence of an unclad person, it's not sufficient really to turn your face. You have to really turn your body sufficiently And it's not sufficient just to turn your face. Take a look in the Archaim since you, I see you want to get into this matter. Look at 9 Hey. One second, let me just show you what I'm talking about. In Sif Bo. You should have it here, I hope. Yes, in page number 3. Oysa Erba Kinegdo. Mechabi says in 9 Hey. The Erba is opposite of you. The person who's not glad properly is facing you. The Hatsir Panam Bimeno. And you simply turn your face aside. Oshatsav Einav. Or you close your eyes. Oshu Balayla. Oshu Suma. Mutile Gross. I'll get to the Mishabur in a second. Mishabur said, the Mechabi says, yes, you are now going to be permitted to go ahead and engage in this bracha, whatever you're about to do. And he explains, because the Briya Tal Rachmana. Pasuk said, Lo Yir Bacha Erba Asdava Vishom Yachavecha. This is what the Gemara discusses in Sugi Brachas, famous Gemara. Erba Bashoshis. Let's say there's a glass partition, but it's obviously see-through glass, and the person on the other side is not dressed properly. That is awesome. Lo Yir Bacha Erba Asdava Vishom Yachavecha. Now take a look at Mishnah Berurah, and we'll start from the Chavtes on page number 3. Mishnah Berurah says, Ve'er Sipon of Atzalomar, Apilu Ha'atzor Aspon of Levav, Lo Gufa, Mechav is Mashma, just as Abiyai said, just turning your face away is sufficient. The Lagar Yatzina Sinai, the show today, Vayim Besalav. Next, Chavtes. Osha Atzam, here's where you're talking about, you close your eyes. Achronim Iskim, the Kola Eilu Eitzos, Levav Yachzor Aspon of Lomahani. All these other Eitzos, namely, Atzam Einar, you close your eyes. It's pitch black. It's a night. He's a blind person. Even though the Mechavis said with the Likros, Yachronim Acholim. And they said, "Lo gara, lo ksiv, lo tira, lo yira ha'er asdava." Ratzalama lo yira ha'roe. The roe should not see. Afilu achzor aspanim shuutar. Oh, here's the qualification. Rabbi Weiss, I mentioned a moment ago. Even turning your face not sufficient. Dafka nechsek or gufo. At least I turn it to the side. The only mitzad achir. The nasi is ever mitzido. Now just turning to the side. One second. I will have to be part of the bad, no man. Shabur said, instead of to go ahead and turn the face from Cain, the next page number 4, Lu Atzma Arom, let's say he himself is not glad. The person himself. Lo Yitzur Shemetzah, Shemut L'David Divritor. Then in those circumstances, you will not be allowed to say Divritor in that situation. So here, this is very significant, this statement in the Shabur, Yisari Machronim, against the Machaber. Kind of seems to imply that just simply turning your face is sufficient. Shabur quotes a seal of it's not sufficient, and you have to literally turn your body to the side, and then go further. But that's only if you are in another rishus, and then you close your eyes. That should be permissible. And Because it's discussed so excrement in Simonite tests, that's also even Lachra. Here it's totally on Re'ia, that's a Gemara Brachos. So Gemara has this, this distinction between, because Bishafta, Bechisisa, Seyasecha, there, the terms of Tsoa, so there is totally on Kisui. If it's Mechusa, that's sufficient. But here, Re'ia, Tolu Achmona, because the issue is the issue of Hero. And therefore, obviously, it depends on Hero, depends on Re'ia, but that's impossible. So this topic, what's the din if a person makes a bracha and an erba? What's the status of the bracha? So the fi rova paskin, the bracha is in effect, most paskin assume you're not going to make another bracha. The bracha is going to be chal. But here I want to show you, take a look, for example, I think we have it. I think it's in the Kupay, page number 5. You'll see in Sifay, the Machabi quotes, in Berach, well, he said, so I can egg them. I mean, page number 5a. If you make a bracha and there's excrement right in front of you, Oshaya Shikar, or the person is drunk, in the stop to Atzes Barash, Mitzach Nas of Barach, Shemer Aglaim, Shita Shechos of the Barach. So here the Mishnah Berurah points out in Zayin, Mitzach Nas of Barach, the Mishnah Berurah, he says, I will Chatzilah Gamimon, Nas of the Barach, Shem Bracha. Now that I make a bracha in the presence of Soa, excrement, And he points out, we should grow the chain for our Torah, they get some in our Torah, but see why Machana Kadosh, what did Felix in the God? Call them a Kedusha, also they go, so long as you don't have it. Any Dabash of Kedusha, Sam Dab Kedab, the prophet, the great Torah, you're not allowed to say, the Rabbi Shein and Loki, the Lomi Stab Kedusha, Shek Mabech, and Matzah Chagach, let's say, you didn't know about it, and the excrement was there, and then you made the bracha, and then you found out afterwards that the bracha was made in front of excrement. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, under those circumstances, then it clearly indicates that there's a makom to be mistapik. And he quotes from the Eliyahu Rabba, the Eliyahu Olas Tomei, the Eliyahu Rabba, and the Bach. Dikshamatzah tzorak, yinegu tzorak, dal namas tzorak, lasa the bracha b'chas ha-mazen, v'adayin l'asak al-ha-mazen. When it comes to Daraisa, you have to make the b'chas ha-mazen. Again, b'chim batzasi, kuti Ramban, she'eg b'thil ha-svegu, she'n esafz al-ha-tzayt b'zeh, agar ha-masi, yinegu b'zeh, there's no distinction, there's a long bir halach over here relating to this matter. So this is a very significant halacha discussed by the Chayyadim. I'm just, I think I Xerox that also. The Chayyadim, yeah, page 7. Look at the Chayyadim, Paul Gimel, Simulam Gimel. So more or less, he summarized the halacha. He's followed the Matzah Tzoa. You daven and you find excrement after you daven. The Marach arrived, he's stopping by. I mean, we're talking about, there's an act of negligence by not examining the area around him, giving the field of Abu Karban. Zerach, Rishon, Tzoeva. Wow. What a psak, the king Kriyashma came to the Isa. Embach Shashman about the Paul's in Korea, say Kriyashma again. I'll be the same as the Toshkin Shabrach, and nearly in Sarbasa. That you don't have to go back on. Why? He doesn't really provide any explanation, but the simple pshat is by Tfilah, you have an issue of Zemma Mashon to Eva. By Kriyashma, you have a Dindar Isa. What about the same as it's also a Dindar Isa. So I understand the Toshkin Shabrachas, Shabrachas and Abanan. Nearly, says the Chayodam de Natsarech Basra. You're not looking to go ahead and go back on that. And again, he doesn't really provide any explanation why that's so. And he goes further, he says here, Mishumi Aglaim Shidin Natsarech Basra Lavarech, if it's urine, they don't have to go back. And then I'm walking around and stopping Father, the Tzir Natsarech Basra, the Himok Shas Likros, Anisa Labana, the Kirash, we have to go back, Fila, Shashman Batala, only Mr. Daraisa, Bisham Rachas. You have to go back. I feel that would be amazing. Okay, let me just again point out that lachatzila, obviously, you're not supposed to make a bracha in the presence of an unclad person, and you have to go ahead and turn your entire body. And then there's a question: if you do make a bracha, whether that bracha is foul or the bracha is not foul. So it's clear. I want to make this also very significant that let's say when a private parts of a person are exposed, so the female, the age is 3, and with the male, the age is 9. Those are the two ages that are critical when it comes to this matter, 9 or older. And again, because you can't make a bracha in front of someone who's exposed, and this issur, as I said, applies to members of one's family. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, I want to show you this also, the Bi'alacha. It's a fascinating Bi'alacha, and it's a subject of enormous amount of discussion. The Bi'alacha is machmir for a woman from the age of 3. Very famous, famous Bi'alacha, which means it applies to, I'll show you, since you have it actually in this earlier on. Take a look at Siman Ayin Hey. The Mishnah Berurah has a very, very, what's continued to be by many, a radical kind of chiddush. I don't know if I even see that. Wow.
Well,
what? The Mishnah Berurah is machmir that a young girl, age of 3, has to wear tights. The famous psak of Mishnah Berurah. Many poskim do not agree with that psak. I'm talking about Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Soloveitchik, do not agree with that psak. So we'll get to the moment what exactly is the shir. I see it's not here, I thought it was. But anyway, maybe I must have missed page somehow along the way. But most poskim don't assume that. And what's important over here, as far as we're concerned, that as I said, this applies to a woman from the age of 3 making brachos and a male from the age of 9. And again, the problem is the halachic definition of nakedness is not the same for men as it is for women. Regarding a man, nakedness only refers to the private parts of a male body. Regarding a woman, so it applies to areas below the neck and to the elbows and above, to the knees and above, to the singing voice of a woman, and all these dina that the Gemara has, and going to many poskim, even the exposure of the legs below the knees also constitutes erba. Mishnah Berurah actually in Ayin Hay speaks of the knee, which he spells Kuf Nun Yud Aleph. It's a German word. That's what the Mishnah Berurah calls knee or kni, as some pronounce it. That is, there's a fundamental distinction, and this is very important. Mishnah Berurah here quotes actually a Prima Godin, and the Prima Godin indicates, because this Mishnah Berurah, I think we do have, look at 9A in the beginning there, Sivkot Beis. Yes, we have it. Here it is, Sivkot Beis. It goes on to Machabit. Machabit says, Tema Risha Erba, that's the Gemara Brahms Chatale, right? Bemok Shadaka Lachasoso, you can't be Kriyashma, says Mishnah Berurah in Beis. Lachasoso. So that's also important. Let's say in Arab countries. So they cover, what do they call those, whatever they call those face coverings? The burqas, I don't think they use that term. They have another term. Something along those lines, I believe. So the daloch is that then one would be obligated to cover one's face. If that's the minute of Samakom, they go further. The pasos vego ad hashok. See that? Kuf nun yud aleph. And right down about it, the Targum pronounces this berech. Kilachol berech tishavakol oshom. The mong shadagol erach yachem mutalikros kidegdo. She gained shavogaben in the hero. Mong shadagol chasashur and tebach. Avos vosem shokeah. Apilo begil erach. Begulah idar putz is also. If we're talking about, Mishnah Berurah says her arms. If we're talking about the arms. Beyond the elbow to the wrist, or bishokel. We're talking about the thigh of a woman. The Gemara says shok b'sheerba. So this is a famous machlokes on a poskim. What is called shok b'sheerba? Does it go all the way down to the ankle, or only down to the knee? Luckily, the Mishnah Berurah paskins knee, and that means it has to cover the knee. There's a I was zeicher to have a mashgiach in Yitzri, Hagoyin Atzadik Rabbi Yonah Zilba, who wrote a perish on the Chayodon, and he wrote many, many Musas, Peyushim HaMusas Sorem. So he was very, very machmir regarding this matter, and writes Lalocha, and so what? Oz Nibro, the Chumas of the, but he wrote many other, he wrote a Peyushim Chayodon, Beis Baruch. And there also he passes Lalocha that they has the area that he has to be covered. Also, if a woman picks up a hand, and now the blouse is going to go above the elbow on the other side, he's machmir on that too. I discussed it with them this halacha because not everyone is as machmir. In certain circles, they hold, it says, Tenach Lisha Erba, delineate circles that I'm referring to. Tenach Lisha Erba, you have up to a tefach, and they hold above the elbow, up to a tefach. You hear? I don't want to mention whose name this was said. I prefer not to get involved in it. It's lately I'm under a lot of, shall we say, discussion. I've been polite with two outstanding gentlemen in the shul who are up in arms with a certain group of people in a certain area of the country. Anyway, so they're concerned about my connection with them. Both of them happen to have learned there. And Talmidim of an Adam Yodel. And they have some difficulties with a lot of things that are being published and being said. Sentence that I'm just by allusion, just speaking in very general kind of terminology. They are on my case on a weekly basis, sometimes bi-weekly, sometimes tri-weekly, where I'm constantly involved in discussion with them. They somehow produce every single article that was ever written by people over there and somehow presented to me that I should be aware of what is happening. Okay, I'm just speaking in very general kind of terms. But the point I'm trying to make is that this issue of the knee. They feel that since I was a Talmud, one of these Anashim Gedolim, so I have to know exactly what is going on. They have to keep me abreast, like every 10 minutes, what is happening. So, but the knee is a big machlokes aposke. That is a very famous issue. Mishnah Berurah possibly forgot it. That below the knee is not called erba. Mishnah Berurah right here in Sivkot Beis, that's a very important halacha. But then the Mishnah also says something else that in other areas of the body, namely face, that depends on the Nidhi Amokam. So if you're living in an Arab country, I assume that Jews over there in Arab countries also covered their face. I imagine they have no choice. Let's say in Iran, I was over there, given the present administration. That's right, which is correct. But I'm saying that that would be an obligation.
You live in Gimel, and that's started. it's a very strange halacha. Doesn't the Torah have a clear what's
no? Chazanish writes. Chazanish writes. Kasher lachriya. On this issue, he writes kasher lachriya. That it's not so clear what that for is. It's not so clear how we pass the halacha. But luckily, the Chazanish, thank God, agreed with all these other pasuk that I mentioned and preceded them. And then the Yashar, Sotlechi, Havesha, that below the Berach, he writes, is not, is that's the Shaila, is that called the Erba or not? The Chazanish, I have the Yadim Zirak, says, you it's too lengthy a piece, he holds it's not a Makam Erba. That's if it's not continued a Makam Erba below the knee. And that's what Shavuah actually is saying as well. The problem is that there's a long, famous piece of the Shevet Alevi. I think I did Xerox that, or I wasn't here on the last pages of this handout. Page number 9 and 10. So he discusses this issue by Rikos. Rav Moslem was a good Nadir. And he wants to bring a right on the Vesesia, but even Mitachas Laberach is considered the Erba. That's called the Makam Erba. And he's asking all the rights to Mishnah Brura. And by the way, this is also the Pesach of Chasitza, Diane Weiss. And you probably, I assume you know, he came from England. And he was the Dayan over here. Now again, luckily, I'm going to Moshe Feinstein's and Chazayim the Rafa. The previous page, here we stop at the previous page, and we'll go to the page number 8. So he also, he was talking about Sar, actually, but there's another tshuva. We point out below the area of the Berach is not considered to be Erba. So according to many Paskin, they could Paskin that we should be Machmir. Here he's talking, the particular tshuva that I Zirak Saliya, Zirak Saliya tshuva, by Sar B'Isha Erba. So he said that even if the Sar B'Erba, so the question is exactly where they have to be Machmir. And so he goes on, he's discussing again in Simonai Hey, less than the Teva, less than Sharva. What do you do with less than the Teva? You know, I mentioned the tshuva, which caused consternation in many, many circles. You just gave the number where it's going to cause consternation. There's a new sefer that just came out. The yeshiva of Rabbi Chappelle's yeshiva, that was called Chappelle's yeshiva. So they put out the mechaber, probably, maybe Rabbi Brad, you know, Rabbi Anthony Mandy. He's become a very popular, he's a younger fellow, but the very competent fellow, and he put out a statement now in Sneas in English. Now, the reason why I mention it, because when I was in a women's institution, I found it, I won't mention his name now, so I needed an English sefer on Sneas. There was only one available, and that was by the famous Dayan in England, Goy Nadir, Dayan Folk, so I decided to purchase copies. It was not cheap, very expensive sefer. And then when it was in currency being used by the denizens of that institution that I was heading, they were absolutely, I don't want to say enthralled, they were horrified by the chumras of that sefer. Enthralled, I was enthralled, but they were horrified. And so I realized after a short while, Philip, that this was not the correct sefer for these folks. I even gave it to the women, members of my family, who are, Baruch Hashem, pretty observant, including several daughters-in-law, several daughters. And they told me, they suggested to me, that it should be removed from the shelves of that institution because it would just alienate people. It also came with a sketchbook, otherwise. Together, I have everything. Anyway, when the sefer came out, I wrote the mechaber, 300 haaretz. I spent approximately 4 months studying the sefer. And wrote in 300 hours, about 20 page pictures, on the what he wrote, no Mamre Kompas. So I obviously disputed and debated with him many, many years ago, 12 or 20 years ago.
Like a couple of years ago.
What? Yeah. Yeah, it was a few years ago. Yeah. The Pella was, he writes me back. There's something called a letter, envelope, stamp. He sends me back, what?
Paper, pen.
Right, paper, pen. That, yes. Many people told him, and I sent him, he was very overjoyed as he writes to me. He was sameach that I went to the entire sefer, but clearly he doesn't agree with much of my conclusions. And he will then, Mitz Hashem, hopefully soon, write a response or write another sefer. I didn't fully understand, he's going to write a kutris, that will have all the Mamakamos of the Sefer that he wrote two volume Sefer. I assume the shul has it somewhere, I'm not sure. Anyway, so, okay. So I waited and waited, but and essentially nothing happened. 10 years later, I'm not exaggerating. I get in the mail, special delivery, two volume work. The Mekairos for this Sefer that was published 10 years earlier. Two volumes. With my original letter, a copy, and with citation for every 300 RS of the page that I'll find the Maror Mokom that deals with that issue. He disagreed with me on 300 issues. Not one issue, but he agreed with me. I'm going off all sets of
thoughts.
Yes. So because I had told him, and then there was an additional error because I told him, I didn't mean to be disrespectful, Chas v'Shalom. I said, I think this Sefer is more matin to one area of the world called Gateshead. And so he did not exactly find that to be a comical kind of statement. I wrote it, seriously. I just felt it was not matin to American Anglo girls coming from Teaneck, New Jersey. What was that? I think he was looking to make money. I discovered, by the way, along the way, he wrote Shells and Sugars. What a going on here. This man was not simply writing an English book called Ezra Alta Lavusha. He was a going to Kolato and Kula. It was very obvious from his Chuvis. So I had a lot of that chance for him. Anyway, but Mekitza, I was astounded. Only South Africans could do that, or English people. That just so honest and so blunt and so just that 10 years later, you produce the original letter and you tell me exactly where each hour is on. Okay, I only mentioned that. So this Rabbi Manning now put out a new Sefer Tzniyos, as has come from a lot of Gdol Yisrael, Rabbi Lapiansky, and many other very wonderful, wonderful people. And they might have a book launching here. That's the whole back and forth that we had, Baruch Hashem. So it's going to be next 2 weeks or so. I don't even know when it is. But Rabbi Kolinsky is the Rashi of Chappelle's called me. I know him for many years. So he called me that we should permit him to do so. And on Erev Shabbos, this past Erev Shabbos, I received, someone comes to my door approximately half hour before Shabbos. Who is it? The Mechaber B'chvod U'Atzmo, Rabbi Manny, and presents me with a matana of the Sefer, and I have now completed reading the entire Sefer. Took me 2 days. Anyway, so the I didn't read the first half. First half has essays by women. I decided to forego that. I just discussed the halacha problems in section number 2. Also about approximately 300 pages. It took me 2 days. Anyway, I spent one night reading it. I had a lot of time to Shabbos, so I wasn't dashing twice. Anyway, because so I read the entire Sefer, the second section. It's a beautiful Sefer. Absolutely. Now let's say it's like written for a public that obviously is more in line with this. Okay, I just mentioned that Chagat. But okay, here's what I mentioned, this Chuba. So he actually is talking about also the question of Erva. But the issue is Pachat Mitevach. I told you a second ago, Pachat Mitevach above the elbow. There were Gedolei Yisrael, including, am I allowed to mention Rabbi Brad, I'm going to Pinchas Tights. Kach Shavati B'tiv Kotcho. The elder, beware. You don't have to go down to the elbow. A tefach above the elbow is sufficient. Now, Rashi has a tshuva that he went to work on this tshuva. Nine folks, that's how he disagreed with it completely. He says, tefach b'sheirva, that means all around, two esbols constitutes a tefach around the head. So a woman can expose two esbols. Sachakol, two esbols. Wow. Hu yatsa Migidro, Rav, nine folk on this matter. Cholik alav legam. First Mishabura 9A. You know Mishabura 9A. Also the Zaya and the Sam Sefer and the whole slew of others that the Gemara of Kinches, Gemara Yuma. That why was she Zayah to have children of God and Gedolim? Miyomai the Rahu covers basic Kalsi Sari. But that's Pashas Mias Chesidus. Not required Mikradin. He holds Mikradin and the Mishabura comes with Zaya and Sam Sefer. So ain't Makom Mistapi. That you want to be Sefer to Kohen Gedolim, and Mr. Brewer warns people that's what they should tell their wives and the like, etc., etc. Anyway, so I'm surrounded by this issue my entire life, literally by young women who get married and they have Niagara Falls, all kinds of interesting things. But that is for sure. That's all, if you know what I mean by Niagara Falls, I don't think you got that. So, yeah, or these lace shadels. I mean, I'm surrounded by everything. Imaginable and unimaginable. And really, a lot of the hair, of their own hair, is exposed. But it's done in a very clever kind of fashion. All these different, as they call them, Hebrew portentum, that are very fascinating. And I tend to be a master at everything in this area. And I think I said a lot of shurim on Tzavim Sheva in the course of the last 25 years. There's a rabbi in the United States, very chashuv tal chacham, and apparently he actually listens to some of these shurim, and he's written extensively on this topic. Only a rabbi knows who he is, so I won't mention his name right now. So he does not agree with a lot of my positions on the matter. He wrote me extensively in response to, I never wrote anything about it, but I just reported several shurim over the course of many years, and he responded to everything. He's very mako in many areas, and this is also one of the areas. Okay, I just want to come back to this issue. So the tshuva here, the one with Tsar, that Moshe makes on here, more or less I told you what his position is regarding this Ashok Misha era. There's no heter of a tefach. But somehow here, up to a tefach all around, to its balls, but Moshe, you can be mako regarding Tsar. So there are many women who leave over to its balls all around, because they don't cover their hair entirely. The way the Mishaburah calls the Zayan of some sacred. Now the Shem Al-Levi, now we're going to get Shem Al-Levi at page 9 and 10. Yeah, I'll read parts of it if you don't mind. So he indicates this letter written to Rabbi Yonah Jacobson. I don't think it's the same one that he wrote as far as I know. He was around the Pagi in Sanhedria, a very famous Alvin Bodel. And so he writes over here, the issue was, and this is again the same question, stockings. I had this issue when I found it in MMY. So I went to several Gedolei Yisrael, including Hagoyim, Rabbi Victor Levinson, Shlitash, Hashem Yarchem, Rabbi Shlitzer, Prius, and Eben. And he told me, this is the middle of your Shalayim. That what? All women have to wear stockings and the like. So I said to him, Harab, Mikavat Amina. So he knows me, I'm an American. Has sisterhood shall you Shalayim. That's what I mean, with his big smile. The sister of Yishalayim was coming out. So I didn't know what to say. I was absolutely astounded by that response. Sister of Yishalayim. So because this is a question that's totally on Minig HaMakom. Just as Mishamura says, covering the face, the place that they cover their faces, there was a famous scholar, professor at Hebrew University, Bodine, you know that name? You about? He wrote about Arab culture, about 20 books. I read all of them. So I was very fascinated by all this. I have an academic side to me too. I don't know. Some people don't appreciate it over here. On Shabbos, I mentioned, I don't know if you probably bought that. Frailty, my name is man. So two people came over to me to correct me, but I did it with Kavana. That's from Shakespeare. Anyway, it says, frailty, thy name is the distaff side. I'll just leave it at that. No one knows what that word is. Anyway, so two people come over to me. One of them says, Father Rav, do you know you misquoted Shakespeare? I didn't misquote it. I didn't come on. And then some people came over to me and said, where did that come from? So I said, Shakespeare. So someone said, who's that? So I got a kick out of everything. Anyway, so let's get a... I need some entertainment, Dr. Stern. I get a lot of it here, Baruch Hashem. So now this is the question I had when I found the MMY. What do I do? Do I put in that they have to wear, so Rabbi Nevinson said, the sister of Yerushalayim is Kovea, that you have to wear Gabayim. So here he writes the Tshuva. Of course, the Maran Brachas, if you take a look, you don't mind, you can look at it.
Where is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, on page 9. Mm-hmm. Starting where he's going over this parasha. So we know you can't be mistakli, that's what Tana Shalisha. That's us. By the way, the issue is only listakha. Listakha means a penetrating look. That's a long Abraham points out. So where she covers, you can't uncover it. Ramon Yeshua Dakir Isha, Misha Kheras, that would not be permissible, namely the arm, let's say above the elbow, or the area of the thigh below above the knee. Fine. The name Muham is there. The Das Agol Mishnebura, the Derech Haputzos, the Ubichal Das Yudish, and Monsin Abura, Isha, and by the week, I did not have a book, Suzai Bays. Only me, Akube Anil Mada, a woman who wears a miniskirt or something along those lines, according to Halacha, says the Shevet al Levi, you can actually ask her to either correct her behavior or you have to divorce her. That Mishnah Ksubis. And the Bechilas Tvot, Agadol, Dvar Tzorachian, that the Dibre Chayodim, and the Mashra came, people got him, and they called the Chayodim. Namely, Kol Gova Shel Isha, and the second column. Mashra Dagadil, Mechus Nikko Erba, the Chayim Parsi Vaglea, Mok Shedar, Lel Yochim Buta, Nosea Mishoka, I mean, Lohit, the Parsi Vaglea, Mok Chelik Avevishon, Mamar Parsi, I know, Kinecho Bola Zarakova, Zebem Mishukhal Shok, Hashavar, so many ease of the opinion, all the way down. So most Paskin do not agree with it. As I mentioned, Chazanish also indicates clearly Mitachat Lani is not called Erev. It's very significant in Chazanish. And then he goes on to describe the Shabruah Kosev and Prima Godim. Okay. I'm just indicating that this is a subject. So, and the Mishnah also happens to be of the opinion, as I mentioned before, the Be'alokha, which I don't read in Xerox, I'm sorry, it starts from the age of three. Many parts can say it starts at a later age. We're not talking about private parts. We're talking about the elbow or above the knees and above, et cetera, et cetera. And as I said, certainly regarding the private parts of a woman, of a female, these applies certainly from the age of three and up. But that's only regarding private parts, but let's say you're not facing the exposed areas of the private parts, but the exposed elbows and above, the exposed knee and above. At the Machon Zaposkin, the Be'al Locha, the Amasko Teva, you know, I think it should be here. I was fairly certain that I did it. I don't know why. Yeah, right over here. I'm sorry, the first one. Okay, I knew it was there. Page number one of this part. Teva Mugula, you see that? The Be'al Locha, three lines. I'm going to say Mishol Patsomo, the Shia Zeshach, I'm going to be telling Maskim of Eilach, she will be here. Wow, the age of three. But the Poskim disagree with this. Do not Poskim the halacha like this. I'm telling you, the classic Rov HaPoskim Basum, when a girl is physically developed to the point where the person would have a Sahara for her, that's when the prohibition begins, above the knees, above the elbow. And what that age is, it obviously can vary, but certainly, probably, we're talking about the age of 9, 10, 11 in that neighborhood, as opposed to the age of three. Mr. Bruh held the halacha that a young girl, if she has to wear tights. That is something which is for many of Zeva, Shein Rav Atzim, Yichol Lama.
That's the fact that she's sure. The Rav didn't want girls over three coming into
the den. Right, there are Rabbanim who are makbid about these things. But as I said, I read the Lachazanish, I wrote it down for myself, in the Archaim Tezayin, and in Ziyarxin. He says, Zo Shein Yetzir Aleyem Machmas Kodna, Adas Note, Shela Osu Chachom, Ein Kashir Bishonim, Ela Vimitzi Mitzius, Haktanos Begufan. Chazanish writes very clearly. It's subjective, but when a girl is physically developed, where a person would be attracted to her, a male would be attracted to her, that comes much later. It's not at the age of three. That's the psak of Rabbi Kamenetsky, Rabbi Yashiv, Amisha Feinstein, Saul Bechik. So that's very significant.
These things that you could have been, right?
Yeah.
So does anybody, and I'm sure you do, does anybody say, that there's a
system
in
Shmeres
and
Shmeres
that you can go to the edge because you can move here, you can move
bigger, bend. I told you, Rabbi Yama Zilber is very
machbir on these things. It should be across the board, though. Somebody can say that you can go to the edge and knowing that it's
not. I understand, that's what people do. People do that.
Any position.
Do you know what my wife, Shlita, told me? She went to Beis Yaakov of Williamsburg, where there were some pretty heavy hitters over there. I'm going to read the Miller. I don't know if you know the name. I can't remember it. The Chaber of Sperm and Halacha. 15 volumes. No, that's Yom Tov. I know who that is.
Of course.
That's right. But not the Taras Yom Tov. Name was, he has green sperm in Halacha. Very machmir. Anyway, my wife told me, it was a problem then also. This is many decades ago, Rabbi Bratz. So you know what they did? They had towels. The young women were obligated, those that weren't dressed properly, they wore towels over their knees. So here's my wife. Because they were machmir, some of them, down, not like the Mishabura, but down to the ankle. When I say towels, bath towels. Massive bath towels that the Mishnah invested in. in order to make sure that they observe the halacha properly. You just chuckle. I just laugh uproariously. You would not do it today for many reasons. So, okay, I'm just mentioning, this is a very important halacha, just to summarize, the issur of making a bracha while facing an appropriately clad woman, Jewish women, non-Jewish women, young women, old women, single women, married women, slightly, whether it's sightly or unsightly, doesn't make a difference as far as the halacha is concerned. And applies to members of one's family, sisters and daughters, etc., etc. But only applies to a daughter of the age of 11. That's very important. That's how Poskim mentioned halacha. Be halacha discussed it. He said, you look at that first, be halacha. Again, by tepa. Eitzel bito, miyidal shonam eilach. To be able to see what I give. Only for the age of 11 and up. It's applied to one's daughter. Yeah.
Not
what? So the again, the child is, what's the status of granddaughters that have the same status? I mean, again, with the svara of bnei banim are ready to banim, since there's no isur of let's say kissing one's granddaughters and the like. So it could be the same halacha also would be applicable to them as well. The post could actually talk about it, but okay, I guess I see what where we are.
Yeah,
probably
someone that's not married, used to be married, but not married.
So that's why Meish has a famous tshuva. So Mikra Adin, she's a chutzah. Well, Meish has a tshuva where he's mekel because she might not be able, the situation he was talking about, she wanted to get panasa. If she comes with a hair covering, it would affect her ability to make panasa. So he was mekel because only the Ramana there. Tanachim the Raisa for a Rusha or an Amana. But Mikra Adin, the chutzah come there. Question about it.
What's the
fact?
What's the fact? Let's
It's a clog amongst us. However, if other people come, that's when you have the issue. And that's also machlok is among the Gdoli Aposkin. Most Poskin are very machmir. The president of Bavza? Well, that's for sure. That's what about the Moshe Kedusha, a Divya Torah, a Bracha. That's a clear halacha. That's halacha psuka. And Makom is stopping. So we're talking about where no brachas have been made, no Moshe Kedusha, no Torah is being studied. A woman wants to walk around her home, a married woman will later come. That is a very common issue. It is asked to me.
He's asking if you have a guest.
If there's a guest there and your wife is there.
No, guests. The woman's the guest. Okay. And she's not dressed up.
Technical solution for the Mekadesh.
Oh, that's what you're asking. It is not a simple issue.
Invest in larger benches.
That's not a Pasha Eitzah, as you see in the Shulah. We had this issue. We used to invite many, many young women to our homes in the early years of our marriage when I was teaching these young people, and it presented a problem. And usually, I sat them, they weren't so near me. And I was able to do some sort of acrobatic kind of thing, like moving one's body without they really noticing it. That's how I had no other choice. In the early days, it was much more difficult than it is today. The styles have changed, maybe in a better way. But then they were talking about days of Rav Avadya writes the famous tshuva, the issue of miniskirts. And he writes it's better to wear pants than to want to wear miniskirts. That's a pasul halacha like that. It's in Nevi Omer. It's a long tshuva. It's in Nevi Omer. We write that now. So that was in the days I'm talking about that we were confronted with this issue. That's what when I made, I had to make a code, a dress code for MMY. And so I went to some of the dodi, saw what to do. Rabbi Shechter told me that he felt it was asur, even though below the knee, for there to be any slit in the skirt. Below the knee, so I said, below the knee, below the kufnun yadalaf. That the Shavura says, he said, no, it's Megari. It's going to draw attention. It's awesome. So he told me, so, and you can imagine, he said that. Kabbalchem, and all the others, I spoke to Azam Bechem Zatzal, and I got to Rav Shmuel, Orabab Zatzal, and several other American Rabbanim, I don't want to mention all the names right now. Right now, so I didn't even bother speaking to him about it, because there was nothing to talk about. It's all chumrah. So essentially, the others told me, I said, no one's going to dress like this, okay? Shamosad Yisager. So, I wasn't ready for the Hamasadi, so it was a bit too much of it. And so, as they say, Machdish Kibisendik, which only you, Rabbi Weiss, understands and Rabbi Brad. What? Sometimes you have to avoid doing anything, Shev Al Tasa Odif. And eventually, usually what happened was I said Shurim by the United States for many years, but I never started in September. I waited for September, October, November, December, January, and February. I began to say Shurim. When there was at least there were clay kibble, able to hear it. And I said very, very hefty Shurim. I don't forget I was in the MY, which was all text. And I remember there are many, many sugyos in Halacha, in the Gemara, in all of Shas, and Rishayim and Machinim, but a lot of Hasbara. And Baruch Hashem, we produced a generation of hundreds and hundreds of young women who never dressed properly in their lives before they came to the Shurim. And I had women who were also part of the staff, so I taught it, and they were the ones who had to, so to speak, implement it. I wasn't going to implement anything, to be honest with you. That was very difficult as well. They didn't want to be the bad guy. You start implementing this to women who don't understand fully where you are. But after 3, 4, 5, 6 months, I'm talking about February, March, April, May, June, I don't know the states, that's why I'm still trying to chazen them. And now I'm only in zebra dates. It's a Rabban Chumash, Shalom, and a few other things. Okay, and Bekitzer, I discovered that if you do it right, Bahazbara Nechona, you can change all generation. Ad Kedekach, where I received many, many complaints from parents who felt their daughters were now just going off the deep end. Dressing, as a, I mean, dressing in a quote unquote, too frum. Alti Yitzad the Karbe. That's what the parents from Englewood and Tinek and Chicago and LA and Detroit and St. Louis and Miami and later on Boca.
You can talk about Brooklyn.
Yeah, but you can talk about everywhere today. It's a massive problem. It's a problem in the front world. It's a massive problem. It's totally under styles, totally under Signon and Ofna. That's what it's telling us. We're not in control. But the truth is, if you teach it properly, and you're able to get to a young woman, you can be matzliach. We were matzliach with, I would say, 75 to 80% of these young women come from very, very modern homes. They change their entire lives. They also married the next time. So, yes, Baruch Hashem, Malcolm Yidich Lama is God there. And that's what to do. You can be matzliach. That's what I saw. Okay. Shetach. Next Sunday, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Chutz Aretz.
When is Rabbi?
So I have two tickets, one on Wednesday and one on Thursday.
How are you going to do that?
I'm not the one who's handling it. I have someone who knows how to do these things. Obviously, it's a thing. That's what he does. So anyway, he's waiting. I have to tell him the next day or so.
Which launch day?
But I'm going to be gone till Wednesday of the following week.
Okay. So next Sunday night. Is that Thursday night? She knows about that. This Thursday. Right.
Yeah, but I will make a recording.
Okay.
I always do.
Because there's no live share.
Could be good. Well, yeah. No live share, but I always make a recording. And then one of the people, there's someone here who's amazing. Now he listens to me.